looking down on empty streets, all she can see are the dreams all made solid, are the dreams made real. All of the buildings, all of the cars were once just a dream in somebody's head. She pictures the broken glass, pictures the steam, she pictures a soul with no leak at the seam.
Let's take the boat out, wait until darkness. Let's take the boat out, wait until darkness comes.
Nowhere in the corridors of pale green and grey, nowhere in the suburbs, in the cold light of day. There in the midst of it, so alive and alone, won't support like bone, dreaming of a sea street where you're inside out looking for mercy in your daddy's arms. Dreaming of Mercy Street. Swear they move that sign, looking for mercy in your daddy's arms. Papers from drawers that slide smooth, tugging at the darkness, word upon word, confessing all the secret things in the warm velvet box to the priest. He's the doctor, he can handle the shocks. Dreaming of the tenderness, the tremble in the hips of kissing Mary's lips. Dreaming of Mercy Street, where you're inside out, dreaming of mercy in your daddy's arms again, dreaming of mercy. Riding the water, riding the wind.
such a beautiful song. Hey, you're hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music. And as I said off the top of this hour, I'm going to do some Peter Gabriel for you. I stumbled across this interview. I think it was like ABC. And it was only a 5-minute thing. And it's about the introduction of the same time in 2014, I think it was, for Peter Gabriel for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, In Your Eyes, it was called the 5 or 6 minute thing. But he talks about the music and specific times in his life that influenced him, that brought him forward to becoming a musician, which is like, I just thought it was a really nice little thing that they did. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to rip the audio for that. I'm going to play that. I'm going to play the songs that was an influence to Peter Gabriel. And some of them you may have seen coming, others you may have not. But I also finish out the set with Genesis' Supper's Ready, when he was in Genesis years ago. Now, let's do Genesis' Supper's Ready. You'll also hear some Randy Newman as well. And Peter actually goes on and just lets you know at which time. So Randy Newman will be in the set as well. I think it's going to rain today. Joni Mitchell with the great song Blue. It's weird. I'm starting to get into Joni Mitchell this later on in my life. I feel like I've missed out on something. And I've been digging what I've been hearing. Jimi Hendrix, of course, with the track Hey Joe. And in my brain, I'm like, did Bob Dylan write Hey Joe? I don't think he did, but maybe he did. I got to double check that. I know there's been so many covers of it, but Jimi Hendrix is the quintessential cover, or the version, I should say, that everyone spins and that just sticks in everyone's brain. Otis Redding with A Change Is Going to Come, a fantastic track. And also The Beatles, Please Please Me. But starting off that whole set of stuff, why don't we start it off right with In Your Eyes. And this will be the radio edit version for you right now. Here on Steel City Music. Enjoy this. I enjoyed it. It's great.
Emptiness fills the grand facade. So soon we'll burn without a noise, without my pride. I reach out from the inside. In the light, the heat
in your eyes,
I am complete.
In your eyes,
the resolution.
As the former frontman of the group Genesis, Peter Gabriel was once known for his outlandish costumes and wild stage performances. His solo career has spanned more than three decades now, and so many of his songs like Sledgehammer and In Your Eyes have become classics. His new album pays tribute to some of his favorite fellow rock legends, from Bowie to Radiohead. And so we asked Peter Gabriel to talk about his life and his musical influences in tonight's playlist.
Without my pride, I reach out from the inside.
I began as a songwriter, really. I think in Genesis days, too, we were a bunch of songwriters rather than a bunch of musicians, which is how most people start. I may be remembered as a guy who wore the flower on my head or got up in crazy costumes. And if it feels good and it's fun and you can explore ideas, then go for it. The first record I bought when I saved up my pocket money was with the Beatles. Please Please Me was coming over the radio. I would sit in the back of my parents' car, you know, when we were on these long drives down to the coast. And what people forget, I think, is that at the time it was really rebellious, rough, mischievous, and full of life. And irresistible to any young person. Beatles were a huge influence as I was growing up, and continued to be as there was all that revolution around their success.
Show the way, love. is gonna come. Oh, yes, it is.
I think I would have to choose an Otis track, and A Change Gonna Come might be one. I was extremely lucky in 1967, 17 years old, to go and see Otis Redding perform at the Ram Jam Club in Brixton in London. And when he came on, it was like the sun coming out. It was just this amazing voice, totally in command, great band, great grooves, just the way Otis put the message over. I think it's a supreme interpreter, and what a heart.
Hendrix's Hey Joe, which was at school in a particular room
upstairs, and it was coming, in fact, in the next door room, and my ear pricked up, and I went in and listened to it, and just had to find out about who this artist was, you know. And I think, particularly when you're growing up, songs are like memory stamps, you know. People go through life and they have these intense experiences that are really beautiful or really horrible that just get locked in to a certain song. Blue would be another one. Joni, I think I fell in love with, not because of just the writing, but also she was an experimenter. You know, she was pushing the musical boundaries, both in the way she wrote harmonies and then just exploring arrangements, and a great artist.
Before crown and anchor me sun appear underneath the skin, an empty space to fill in. Well, there's so many sinking, now you gotta keep thinking you can make it through these waves. Acid, booze and ass, needles, guns and grass, lots of laughs. So loud.
Listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
And I think it's going to rain today.
Randy Newman is another person. I think he's a master songwriter and does beautiful arrangements. And I think some of the stuff he does for the films seem deceptively simple, but they are really the work of a master. I went for I Think It's Going to Rain Today. I think it is one of his best songs. It's not necessarily a very positive message, but it's beautifully constructed, elegant songwriting.
Right before me, the signs implore me, help needing, show them the way. You and kindness, it's overflowing, and I think it's going to rain.
I think it's wonderful that at one end of the social side of society, there's this crowd of nutters who'll talk about having sex with your mother and dying and salting clouds and running about naked and talking about venereal disease and cancer and politics. I think it's only poetry that comes up to the same esteem.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Walking across the sitting room, I turn the television off. Sitting beside you, I look into your eyes. As the sound of motor cars fades in the night time, I swear I saw your face change. It didn't seem quite right. And it's hello, babe, with your guardian hand so beautiful. Hey, my baby, don't you know our love is true? Coming closer with our eyes, a distance falls around our bodies. Out in the garden, the moon seems very bright. Six saintly shrouded men move across the lawn slowly. The seventh walks in front with a cross held high in hand. And it's, hey babe, your supper's waiting for you. Hey my baby, don't you know our love?
I've been so far from here, far from your warm arms.
It's good to feel you again. It's been a long, long time, hasn't it?
Thank you.
faces while our faces took a rest. We walked across the fields to see the children of the West. We saw a host of dark-skinned warriors standing still below the ground.
Wandering in the chaos the battle has left, we climb up the mountain of human flesh to a plateau of green grass and green trees full of life. A young figure sits by a pool. He's been stamped human bacon by some butcher too. Yes, he is. Social security took care of this lad. We watch in reverence as Narcissus is turned to a flower.
A flower?
If you go down to the low farm, to look for butterflies, butterflies, butterflies. Open your eyes, it's full of surprise. Everyone knows what the fox from the rocks. And the musical box. Oh, there's mom and dad, and good and bad, and everyone's happy to be. There's Winston Churchill dressed in drag. He used to be a British flag. Plastic bag, what a rag! The frog was a prince. The prince was a brick. The brick was an egg. The egg was a bird.
Fly away, you sweet little thing. They're hot on your tail.
Haven't you heard?
All the change you're going to do, my beam.
Yes, we're happy as fish. We're gorgeous as geese. We're wonderfully clean in the morning. Got everything, we're growing everything. We've got some men, we've got some out, we've got some wild things floating about. Everyone, we're changing everyone. We'll name them all, we've had them here. And the real stars are still to appear. Feel your body melt.
Mum to mud to mud
to dad. Dad in the office, you're all full of all. Dad to dam
to dam to mom, mom diddly washing, mom diddly washing.
You're all full of all. Let me hear the lies. We're living this up to the eyes. You're under the soil.
Skies. You're the teddy, so we'll be by the Lord.
This is Hamilton's Alternative, 101.5, The Hawk FM.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
Hey, you're listening to Steel City Music, your host Gunner here in this hour of music, prog rock, and only three prog rock songs. We're going to spin some Dream Theater with the tune Octavarium. Also Pink Floyd.